One of the largest sources of greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S. is in home heating. The Biden administration is trying to change that by promoting electric heat pumps, which efficiently heat and cool buildings. As the Allegheny Friends' Reed Frazier reports, getting Americans to switch to heat pumps won't be easy.
Jason Nadzem is standing in a workshop at the Community College of Allegheny County in the western suburbs of Pittsburgh. He's teaching a class on HVAC, that's heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Today, he's giving a demonstration to the students. He flips on a heat pump, basically a machine that looks like an air conditioner.
So you can hear how, instead of this thing just firing on with a start cap and a contactor, potential relays, like a conventional motor would, this thing ramps up. So it's an inverter that is ramping up the frequency.
Heat pumps have been around for years, but many now see them as crucial in the fight to slow global warming. To Nadzem, they're also a way to lower home heating bills.
You look at the price of what home heating oil is right now, you're looking at $5 a gallon to fill a 1,000-gallon tank to get you through winter. That's a big pill to swallow. So that's where a heat pump would be beneficial.
When it comes to carbon dioxide pollution, the main cause of climate change, heat pumps have two advantages over fossil fuels like natural gas, propane, and heating oil. One is they use electricity, so it's possible to run them on zero carbon sources like wind, solar, and nuclear. The other is they're very efficient. Amy Boyd is with the Acadia Center in Boston, which helps northeastern states meet climate targets. She says heat pumps work so well because they're not generating heat like a furnace or stove. Instead, they rely on a clever piece of technology called a heat exchanger.
The way that heat pumps work is they move heat. And so even if it seems cold to you or I, if it's any warmer than the vacuum of space, then there is heat out there to be moved.
Because it's only moving heat around, not creating it, heat pumps are up to 4 times more efficient than a standard furnace. In the summer, they can reverse themselves, doubling as air conditioners. Right now, about 10% of homes in the U.S. use heat pumps. That number will have to go up if the country is going to meet its climate goals.
Eliminating the greenhouse gas emissions that are coming from our heat, particularly in the Northeast, is one of the biggest things that an individual consumer can do to fight climate change.
Buildings are second only to transportation as sources for greenhouse gases. In Pittsburgh, around a quarter of the city's greenhouse gas emissions come from heating buildings with natural gas. But there are downsides to heat pumps. They get less efficient the colder it gets. That's why they're more common in southern, warmer states. And they may cost more to run than gas furnaces. That's because electricity is usually more expensive than natural gas, which heats about 2/3 of homes in Pennsylvania. Nadzem found this out when he installed a heat pump in his own house 20 years ago, taking advantage of a special rate from a local electric utility. A few years ago, the utility ended the special rate.
All of a sudden, my electric bill skyrocketed because when we go below 30 or 25, that electric resistance heat's coming on. And now the meter's flying. It's smoking.
He replaced his old heat pump with a new one that works better in colder temperatures. As a result, his electric bill has gone down.
It's a 1982 Cutlass Supreme versus a Prius. There's no comparison.
But many contractors, especially in cold cities like Pittsburgh, are reluctant to recommend heat pumps to customers. In a basement in Pittsburgh's Belts Hoover neighborhood, Gino Ottoviani cuts out a pane of sheet metal from a new gas furnace he's hooking up today. The customer's heat has been out for several days.
So this is a 70,000 BTU natural gas furnace, cutting the return air in on the side.
The woman that lives here called a few days ago. Her furnace, over 40 years old, had stopped working. Ottoviani recommended the cheapest and simplest repair, a furnace replacement for around $6,000. He did not steer the customer to a heat pump, in part because the house didn't already have central air conditioning.
Then we could have that conversation of, hey, if you're going to replace this, instead of just AC only, would you like a heat pump? But we just needed to get her up and running.
Adding an electric heat pump on top of the gas furnace would be one solution. That way the gas furnace could run only on the coldest days. but that would have cost $6,000 to $8,000 extra.
Financing $6,000 versus financing $12,000 is kind of it's a big difference for people. And a lot of people, believe it or not, don't care about the furnace at all until it doesn't work.
The Biden administration is trying to make heat pumps more affordable through a series of tax breaks. The Inflation Reduction Act, passed last year, includes extra incentives for low-income households to get heat pumps and other energy efficiency upgrades. But contractors are not always happy to install heat pumps. When he tried to find one that did, Brendan Slaughterback encountered resistance. The first one he talked to listed several reasons not to do it.
Like, well, it's not really going to work, and it's going to be more expensive. I knew that that was not true, just given, you know, folks that I talk to who work on this every day.
Slaughterback and his wife, Carissa, both work in the sustainability field. They eventually found a contractor that would install a heat pump. Their gas furnace remains in place to run when the weather gets really cold, like it did this Christmas. In his yard, the heat pump sits innocuously next to his house, where the air conditioner once stood.
Basically, you know, the unit they took out of there looked almost exactly the same. This one's maybe like 6 inches taller.
Slaughterback says his heating costs overall are about the same as before, but he's using much less natural gas. He buys electricity from a clean energy supplier, so he's heating his home on an extreme carbon diet. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.